All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Week number 8 saw me go 9-5, and I was able to get things going on the right foot last night to begin week number 9. As I picked the Cincinnati Bengals to defeat the Cleveland Browns. And of course, excuse me, I said week 9, but week 8 I went 9-5. And this week in week 9, I've already got the winner for the Thursday night game, as the Cincinnati Bengals were able to remain undefeated as they really just went through their rivals from Northern Ohio and the Cleveland Browns by the score of 31-10. Now, we have 11 games on tap for Sunday, along with the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 9 in the National Football League. Now, you have a battle of division leaders. And surprisingly, this is not a 4 o'clock game, but it's a 1 o'clock game. And you have the 6-1 Green Bay Packers, who will be traveling to Charlotte to take on the undefeated Carolina Panthers. Now, the Packers tasted defeat last week for the first time at the hands of the Denver Broncos, and they are looking to get back on the right track. And a big part of that, was that ferocious Denver Broncos defense that really limited Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers in a way that he is not accustomed to. Carolina still has a very solid defense, but I look for Rodgers and head coach Mike McCarthy to really go back to the well and draw up a better game plan. I look for Carolina's defense to try to take Green Bay's running game away and make Aaron Rodgers beat them, and he is more than capable of doing that. So this will be a very interesting chess match between this Packers offense and this Panthers defense. On the flip side, when Carolina has the ball, you know that they love to run the football with Jonathan Stewart, their running back, and of course, quarterback Cam Newton. But this Packers defense, they're flying around to the football as well, and I look for them to try to have Cam Newton try to beat them with his arm solely. And Cam Newton doesn't have the same ability yet in his career to beat a team solely with his arm like Aaron Rodgers does. Also, you have to factor in that Carolina played on Monday night, and that game went deep into overtime, and you just have to wonder about their stamina right now for this 1 o'clock game. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay on the road by the score of 30-20. Now, the Washington Redskins, with a record of 3-4, will be traveling to Foxborough to take on the undefeated New England Patriots. New England comes into this game favored by 15 points over the Redskins, and I think Washington is really going to be up for the challenge as far as trying to stop this New England offense. Being up for the challenge and being able to do it for 60 minutes are two different things. And when it comes to Patriots quarterback Tom Brady right now, this guy is simply dialed in. Now, this defense for the Patriots gets better on a weekly basis, and I look for them to go out there and make Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins extremely uncomfortable. Thus, I'm going to take New England at home by the score of 30-20. Now, at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, you have the 4-4 New Orleans Saints, who are resurgent right now, hosting the 1-6 Tennessee Titans. Now, this week was a bad one for the Tennessee Titans as they decided to part ways with head coach Ken Whisenhunt. Interim head coach Mike Mularkey. And typically, when teams make that switch, they have more of an energetic feel around them in their following game. But this Titans team is taking on the Saints club that scored 52 points last week, while quarterback Drew Brees set an NFL record with 7 passing touchdowns. I don't think Brees is going to throw 7 touchdowns in this game, but he is still locked in right now with his wide receivers. Marcus Mariota, the rookie quarterback, is expected to return to the Titans starting lineup for this one. But you have a Saints defense that is looking to get back on track because, again, they were torched by this New York Giants offense last week as they gave up 42 points themselves. But in the end, I'm going to take New Orleans at home by the score of 27-17. Now, in the AFC East, you have the 3-4 Miami Dolphins traveling to take on the 3-4 Buffalo Bills. And this is a game, for the most part, And if it's bragging rights, if you want to call it, the winner of this game will probably finish in third place in the AFC East as opposed to the basement. Now, these two teams met earlier in the season down in South Florida, and it was the Bills that ran roughshod over Miami. But you look at this Dolphins team right now, they are a different club under interim head coach Dan Campbell, and they appear to have found themselves, especially in the physicality department. Buffalo, they've been an up-and-down team all season, and I don't think they're able to get it going against a resurgent Dolphins team here. I'm going to take Miami on the road by the score of 26-17. Now, in a game where the winner more than likely will get into the postseason and the loser will have their work cut out for them, you have the 4-3 St. Louis Rams traveling to take on the Minnesota Vikings. And I say that even though it's week 9, because you look at both of these clubs, more than likely they're not going to be a division winner. And if they finish tied with the same record, as it comes down to a wild card, obviously the team who wins this head-to-head matchup is going to get that nod. Now, you look at both of these teams, they have physical defenses, and they love to run the football, and they also have young quarterbacks. So this is one of those games where the first team to 20 more than likely will win. You look at the veteran running back from Minnesota and Adrian Peterson, along with the fantastic rookie that the Rams have unleashed on the NFL and running back Todd Gurley. And you look at two guys, they are two of the premier players at their position, and they will be up for the challenge as far as offsetting each other in this game. Both of these teams, to me, are splitting images of each other. Like I said, the first team to 20 more than likely wins. Thus, I'm going to take Minnesota at home by the score of 26-22. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you have the 4-3 New York Jets hosting the 2-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, a few weeks ago, the Jets traveled to Foxborough to take on the Patriots with first place in the AFC East on the line. Including that game, the Jets have lost their last two games, and you just have to wonder where the mindset of this club is. It's going to be Geno Smith at quarterback for the Jets. And Geno, just like it was with Ryan Fitzpatrick, has to go out there and not play hero ball. You look, at this Jets team. They have a solid running game with Chris Ivory, and they have a very good defense. And if you're Geno, simply don't go out there and try to do too much. But I look for this Jacksonville defense to try to mix things up and confuse Geno Smith. And what he needs to do early in this game is complete some easy passes for his confidence, because if Geno starts out slow, the fans at MetLife Stadium are going to turn on him, and that's not going to be good for a Jets team that is trying to get back on track. Jacksonville will give the Jets all that they can handle, but I think Gangrene pulls it out in a tight one by the score of 24-23. Now, the resurgent Oakland Raiders, with a record of 4-3, travel to the Steel City of Pittsburgh to take on the 4-4 Pittsburgh Steelers. And Oakland right now is playing with a ton of confidence. Why? Because they've already matched their win total for all of 2014. And you look at head coach Jack Del Rio, he has this team believing. A big part of the Raiders' success is that their youngster quarterback, second-year quarterback Derek Carr, is really coming into his own. And like I said, in the 2014 NFL Draft, to me, he was the best quarterbacking prospect in that class. Now, Pittsburgh suffered a tough home loss last week at the hands of the Cincinnati Bengals, and that was a game in which quarterback Ben Roethlisberger had just returned to the team, and he was attempting to shake some of that rust off. I think Roethlisberger will have a better game this week against the Raiders, but at the same time, Pittsburgh must find a way to deal with life without running back Le'Veon Bell, because he was their best runner and he was also a dynamic receiver coming out of the backfield for them. Pittsburgh is a good club. The Raiders are up and coming, and I think the Steelers get past them in a tight one, 24-23. Now you have the 4-4 New York Giants traveling to meet the 3-4 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for the Giants, this had to be a long week. You score 49 points and you still lose last week. You have your quarterback in Eli Manning who throws 6 touchdowns and you still lose. That is something that you don't want to happen, and that's something that you don't see happening on a consistent basis in the National Football League, but that's what the Giants are dealing with. I don't see their offense clicking like that for 2 weeks in a row, especially against this Bucs cover two. And you have a Tampa team that's really feeling good about themselves after their big overtime victory last week on the road versus the Atlanta Falcons. The Giants are one of the worst defenses in football, and they are hopeful to find a way to make life tough for Bucs rookie quarterback Jameis Winston. It won't be easy because simply the Giants don't have the pieces on that side of the football. They have to rely on their quarterback Eli Manning to try to go out there and do everything for them. But I think Eli does just enough in this one to get the Giants a victory, and I'm going to take New York on the road by the score of 30-27. Now, the 6-2 Atlanta Falcons will travel to Northern California in the Bay Area to take on the 2-6 San Francisco 49ers. Atlanta suffered a surprising defeat at home last week versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they are looking to get back on track against another team with a losing record. But unlike the Buccaneers, the 49ers are going nowhere fast. The Niners benched quarterback Colin Kaepernick this week in favor of Blaine Gabbert, and on top of that, they traded their best tight end in Vernon Davis to the Denver Broncos for peanuts. Now, what Atlanta needs to do is establish a physical brand of football in this one early with running back Devonta Freeman, and defensively, they have to go out there and make life tough for Blaine Gabbert. I think Atlanta gets back on track. I think this is a team that feels like they were embarrassed last week at home, and I'm going to take Atlanta on the road in this one by the score of 31-10. Now, a big one in the AFC has the 7-0 Denver Broncos traveling to Indy to take on the 3-5 Indianapolis Colts. This has been a very tough season for the Colts. You look at a quarterback in Andrew Luck who was trying to play through injuries. He doesn't have the talent around him, and this season could be getting away from the Indianapolis Colts quicker than they want to. While you have on the flip side a Denver Broncos team that has an aging quarterback in Peyton Manning, but they have a very, very solid, nasty defense behind him. Now, when you look at this formula for this one, you have one quarterback in Andrew Luck that's turning the football over, going up against a defense that loves to create turnovers, which means that this is going to be a very long day for the Colts. Thus, I'm going to take Denver on the road by the score of 34-20. Now, on Sunday night, you have the 3-4 Philadelphia Eagles, fresh off of their bye week, traveling to AT&T Stadium in Arlington to take on the 2-5 Dallas Cowboys. Dallas has lost their last five games in a row, with their last victory coming in week two when they went on the road and knocked off the Eagles. In that game, Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo was knocked out with an injury, and he has not been back to the team since. But you look at this Dallas team, they've lost five in a row, and they're 2-5. Nobody's running away with the NFC East. And if the Dallas Cowboys can get a victory, they will really feel good about themselves. You look at this Eagles team, they've been unable to stop the run, especially when it comes to the Cowboys, and you look at the fact that the Cowboys have that very big and physical offensive line, and they will look to open some holes for running back Darren McFadden. Typically, this Eagles team, under head coach Chip Kelly, loses the time of possession battle, and if they lose the time of possession battle in this one to the Dallas Cowboys, they are going to have some problems. It's a physical brand of football that Dallas is going to try to play. I know Matt Cassel is their starting quarterback right now, but simply get the football to Dez Bryant. He's working his way back from that foot injury, and this Eagles secondary won't be able to keep up with him. I think Dallas is going to shock some people in this one, and I'm going to take the Cowboys at home by the score of 23-20. And finally, on Monday night, you have the 2-5 Chicago Bears traveling to San Diego to take on the 2-6 Chargers. Now, San Diego comes into this game favored by 4 points over the guys from the Windy City. And you look at the offenses in this one. Of course, the Chargers are led by quarterback Phillip Rivers, while the Bears are led by Jay Cutler. And there's no love lost between these two quarterbacks, which goes back to the time that Jay Cutler spent in the AFC West as a starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. But you look at the Chargers, they will have to account for the loss of wide receiver Keenan Allen, as he had become the go-to guy for Rivers. So right now, you look at wide receiver Malcolm Floyd, and of course the ageless wanted tight end Antonio Gates to play bigger factors in this Chargers offense. On the flip side for the Bears, you know, it doesn't seem like it, but their offense has been improving. They just have to find a way to put it together And that starts with Cutler not turning the football over. I think this will be a very exciting game to the finish. And I'm going to take San Diego at home by the score of 28-27. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 9 in the NFL. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 9 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always tell you, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.